Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
I just wanted to say that Nirvana are American.
And Nirvana, they're Australian.
Are you thinking of Silverchair or are you taking the piss? Because I only tuned in halfway through, so surely you're joking.
One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, welcome. In 5 minutes' time, we're going to do like every other radio show has done and talk Father's Day.
Sure are, Tom. Love Father's Day. Love it. It means a lot to me. Tom, just quickly, got a new boss here at Triple M for our show.
Yeah.
Producer Tom, making us work harder, which is annoying. Harder, not smarter, as they say. So hopefully we'll stamp that out of him pretty soon. Get back to doing nothing before the show. But no, at least for his first day, let's focus. Let's work hard for Big Bad Tom. Oh, wow. Where's the music gone?
Well, I'm ready to press play on your bed for the crazy, carefully murdered.
Jeez, things are changing real quick. It's time for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Wow. You said to get to it. So that's
yeah, you
what
said
doing.
Like 4 words, though. And that was it. So, Tom, as always on a Monday, let's start it even earlier, though.
Yeah.
This is a cryptic clue I give out. And your chance to get involved in what you win is a pretty cool key ring, but it's more about the pride, isn't it, Tom?
It's a limited edition key ring that has a typo on it.
But it's still Triple M branded. So I'm going to give you a clue.
Yeah.
And Tom, you can play along, buddy.
Okay.
This clue contains two Triple M bands or artists.
I hate cryptic crosswords, and so I hate this game.
Well, you always declare that for some reason. You don't need to say you hate it. Here's the clue.
Okay.
Two bands here. Lush Noise Could Sink a Ship.
Oh.
Lush Noise Could Sink a Ship.
How do we get involved
if we know
the answers?
You get involved not by calling us, which is our normal route of communication, but on Facebook. Tom and Ollie is our page, and you can give us a message there with your answer and your phone number, because if you win, I want to get in touch with you. But I'll say it once more here. Lush Noise Could Sink a Ship.
Boom! Get involved. Up next, we'll hear about why Ollie's going to shame his father-in-law. Fire out. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Shut up.
Got a new boss, mate.
In Excess, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Got some cracking music for you within the next hour. Red Hot Chili Peppers, as well as that brand new one from Dean Lewis very soon.
And of course, on a Monday, get involved with Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge at Facebook. You message us there, Tom and Ollie. And here is the clue that contains two Triple M bands hidden cryptically in some wordplay.
Mm.
Lush Noise Could Sink a Ship.
Mm.
Lush Noise Could Sink a Ship. Ryan messaged saying, hey guys, I won this a few weeks ago but didn't get my prize. There was no prize back then, Ryan, so we've just added the prize recently.
Jump on Facebook and make sure you give us your phone number as well.
Yeah, we'll get you a keyring, Ryan. We'll get you a keyring, mate. Tom, yesterday, Father's Day, of course. How'd you go? Successful?
Did a FaceTime. Didn't get an answer for the FaceTime. So
cuts deep.
Yeah, it was pretty annoying. He's on his yacht. My dad.
He's on his yacht.
Daddy's yacht.
Doesn't that check out? Well, I want to ask about predictable dads, Tom. So in your dad's case, that is predictable.
Tidal Wave Ted, man. Cowabunga jumping on his 10-foot mall, having a bit of a shindig up in the Whitsundays.
Huge super account. Doing pretty well. Good on him. Family trust. Trust family. But, Tom, I want to share with you what my girlfriend Sarah's dad did.
Hang on. You can't be putting the father-in-law under the bus, Ollie, considering you haven't even been wedded to Sarah.
Yeah, he's a future-in-law. I am worried about this. But it's pretty harmless from Tony. And it's also harmless when you consider most blokes his age. So, you know, 60-year-old dads. Pretty classic, but me and Sarah were heading along to their house to carpool to dinner, which is a Chinese restaurant.
And your girlfriend's family, they're very family orientated activities, aren't they?
Love a family dinner.
Every birthday, every Father's Day, every Christmas, we must have a dinner.
So predictable dad behavior number one came when in the car on the way to their house, I said to Sarah, what is the chances? How long will it take before Tony orders Chinese food? But ultimately puts an accent on and says, okay. I'll get the wonton pork or something. And I don't go too ham, but you can imagine the kind of things that he would say.
Yeah, my dad does this so much. We have a family holiday in Bali and all of a sudden, oh, Dad, do you have a Balinese accent happening? God, you mate, racist
was,
pig.
Sarah was like, he won't do that. Like clockwork. 5 minutes in, we're sitting down. He starts doing like fake sitting down, like with a bow and stuff.
How did it sound?
Oh, you know, look at the sweet.
No, 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 no.
Well, you asked. Anyway, I was like, this is
the best bait I've ever given.
Predictable dad behavior. You know, some dads just have a routine. They roll it out. Yeah. The other one was we're driving to the place in the car with Tony. And he says, oh, you know who gets, you know who can't get buried over there in that cemetery?
Who?
I think I butchered it, but you get the point.
No.
The people who live over on that side of the road.
No, no. No, you butchered it. The joke is, you know who's dying to get in there?
Yeah. No, yeah. How's that one go?
Well, everybody's dying to get in there.
No, the question, he goes, why can't the folks on this side of the road get buried over there? Because they're not dead yet.
What?
The folks living over on this side of the road, okay, can't you cool. get it?
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
You can't be a dad now.
Predictable dad jokes. And any dad behavior that you just think, yeah, saw a dad yesterday, he pulled out the same old shtick he always does. Because for you, it's tiring, but for a fresh audience, pretty funny.
133353, what's your predictable dad doing? This is the new one from Dean Lewis. It's called Be Alright with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. New music from Dean Lewis. It's called Be Alright. Head to triplem.com.au. Let us know what you think about that. Become a club member. Also, while you're on the internet, head over to Facebook or Instagram at Tom and Ollie and answers Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic musical challenge. The clue is Lush Noise could sink a ship.
Lush Noise could sink a ship. Now, Chris on Facebook, it's not Hole, although it could sink a ship, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And James, same again. Aaron also said In Excess and Reef. It's neither of those bands. But close. Some close answers coming in.
Give us a message with your phone number as well so we can give you a call back. We're talking Father's Day. Daddy cool, daddy cool. Now, you've chucked your father-in-law or future father-in-law under the bus, Ollie.
Now, that song is appropriately lame because I'm talking about lame dad behavior, predictable dad behavior that your dad pulls out in a certain scenario. So consider it like this. It's a bit of a formula. When dad or when we rock up together as a family and this happens, dad will do this every time kind of thing. You know what I mean? We go to a restaurant, dad will say this. We're in the backyard, dad does this. What is your predictable dad behavior? 133353. And I feel like Mark's going to be a bit of a dad himself. Are you a dad, Mark?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I got four kids.
You're going to dob yourself in as a bit of a predictable dad?
Yeah, my dad just got predictable behaviour. Like for the last 3 years, we've gone to visit him for Father's Day. He's just laid there and done nothing. Doesn't raise a hand to give us a hand.
Doesn't raise to give you a hand?
Yeah, just lays there and accepts everything that we offer him.
Oh.
And and doesn't say a word.
Why is he so lazy?
That's because he's dead.
Oh. Hard to laugh at that punchline, isn't it?
Yeah.
Daddy cool, daddy. Yeah. Mark's dad's dead. Oh, don't do that to me. You're an asshole. 133353. What's your predictable dad behaviour? Tom, your dad Ted would be like this, surely.
He does do what your father-in-law has done with the whole Chinese accent.
Putting
thing.
On an accent to order the meals.
Not okay.
The Sichuan pork, please.
Don't know.
That's how you say it in English. Josh, what does your predictable dad do?
Mate, whenever we go on holidays, my dad will welcome the other people in the city that we're visiting to the city that we're in.
Okay, so give us an example.
So a couple of years ago, we saved our coin and went on a bit of a holiday tour to New York, and we're just walking around, and we met a couple from South Africa, and Dubba just got talking to them, and then at the end of the conversation, he was just like, yeah, well, welcome to New York. That's the first time there as well.
Does he learn the local dialect of whatever country it is by saying, you know?
No, he's a complete Belgian, so he definitely wasn't from New York, so that's predictable stuff.
Not even a bienvenue in French.
No, just
welcome.
133353. If you know of some predictable dad behaviour, then give us a call. This is live all over you. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. All over you live, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Only 3 minutes to get your answers in for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic musical challenge.
Just to catch you up, this is a Monday staple, and it's a cryptic challenge that involves two Triple M bands. Here's that clue again quickly. Lush Noise could sink a ship. I'm going to give one of the answers away here.
Whoa!
Because congrats to guys like Ryan, Chris, Tim, etc., who have all got the first one right.
And you message him via Facebook at Tom and Ollie. Make sure you chuck your phone number in there as well.
Yeah, it is that first clue, Lush Noise, refers to Soundgarden.
Oh! So clever.
Thank you. Because lush refers to a greenery.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, cool. But still,
so shit.
Could sink.
Like, it's like, yeah, that's it.
It's not. My girlfriend loves it, and she's not a fan of this kind of stuff normally. The second half of the clue: no one has got this yet. Could sink a ship. It's not Hole. It's not Rolling Stones, Ryan. But good try.
Oh, nice.
Could sink a ship.
One. Don't give us a call. Don't give us a call on 133353. Hit us up on Facebook. Only minutes away, you'll find out the answer. So the carefully worded cryptic musical challenge.
If you definitely know, then just call us.
You were Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Tonight, can the curse be broken? Can you impress Shania Twain for tickets? Find out in about 10 minutes' time.
But Tom, people are calling this crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge the hardest one yet.
No, they're not.
Folks are calling in saying, God, Ollie, it's too difficult.
No, they're not.
Just to catch you up, it's a cryptic clue with two bands. Lush Noise could sink a ship. Now, I've revealed that Lush Noise refers to Soundgarden. Black hole sun,
won't you come? But what is could sink a ship?
No one. On the Facebooks, which is where you get involved, you message at Tom and Ollie. I said message in if you know the answer. No one's got it yet, which is strange. Normally, people get it real quickly. So it is a hard one. Could sink a ship. What does that refer to? I don't know what that could mean.
Matt, you got any ideas?
Let's go to Matt.
Yeah, look, I know you said Facebook, but I don't use Facebook. I'm that old, mate. I'm 50 years old. I reckon B-52.
Why do you say that?
B-52 is a bomber in World War II.
Oh, good.
Well, that's a very good answer.
World War II, World War I, one of them wars anyway, but B-52 being the airplane bomber.
Unfortunately, I'm the ultimate arbiter in this, and whatever my brain is thinking is the correct answer, and it's not that. I need you to think about what kind of scenario a ship would be in if it was to be in trouble. What would it be in? Geographically, Tom.
The ocean.
Yes. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say, Tom. That's all okay. I'll say because it's you're right to get to water.
Yeah.
So for the last chance, I'm surprised no one's got it, but head to Facebook, Tom and Ollie, and leave your phone number, and your answer to that. What could sink a ship? Okay. What band?
All right, come on, get your answers in now.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
On a Monday, we love to flex your brain muscles, and that's why I, Ollie, present Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
I hate this game with a passion.
It's almost done, don't you worry.
Oh, God, thank God.
We've been getting flooded with your messages on Facebook, which we love, at Tom and Ollie, and that's how you get involved. Lots of guesses for the clue. Lush Noise could sink a ship. Lush Noise referred to the band Soundgarden. Mm. But what did could sink a ship refer to? I'm sorry to all these great guesses that are really quite good. The Cruel Sea is accurate and very good.
Nice.
From Tony
But Barty. That's not it.
That's not it. That could be it. Stephanie said Iceberg. I don't think that's a band I've ever heard of.
Oh, no, that's a band. It's a 1976 progressive band from Spain. I don't think they're Triple M music,
yeah,
though.
It's pretty key, Stephanie. They've got to be a band we play. Now, Garth has messaged him his phone number and the correct answer, I believe. Garth, what do you think could sink a ship refers to?
Oh, there would be many things I reckon could sink a ship, but I'd like to think I have the right answer with one of the all-time greatest bands of the world, Dire Straits.
Boom! With the Sultans. With the Sultans. Well done, Garth. Dire Straits, of course. Tom, you weren't across this, but dire refers to dangerous and straits refers to water.
I just thought it was heteronormative.
You thought it was mean straight people. Those dire straits over there.
Well done, Garth. You've won yourself a very exclusive Tom and Ollie wrongfully branded key ring.
That's right, Garth. Congratulations.
Hey, stick around. There's been a massive curse that's been put on this radio station, Ollie. God. And it's to do with the one and only Shania Twain. Up next, we're going to find out if anyone in the nation... actually, stuff that. Oh. We're not playing that game.
No, I love Shania Twain. Okay, maybe we'll do it in 20 minutes'
time. We'll do that in 20 minutes' time. Up next...
Weird things you do after a beverage. I've got a good one. Okay. Over the weekend, I'll explain all. I had a few bevs. Things got weird. I'm so sorry.
You're Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Aussie Crawl, Errol. Before that, we had some Vance Joy with We're Going Home. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Very soon we'll find out how we can impress Shania Twain for tickets.
Tom, can I ask this question of you as a starting point?
Mm-hmm.
What's the weird thing you do after a few beverages?
Oh,
keep it
geez.
Clean, buddy. Don't take us to what you do on your own lonely Sunday sessions.
I don't think I do anything weird.
Nothing weird?
Nah, I think I'm a pretty plain Jane.
Ever do your tax?
No.
Nah.
Never done the tax.
Over the weekend, I was hanging out with a couple friend of me and Sarah's. We call ourselves the Hot Couples, but
yeah,
that's a secret.
It's weird.
And we were away doing some wines in a lovely...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know a wanker was on the radio right now.
Ever heard of the Heathcote Wine Region?
Oh, wine wanker over here.
We went there. A couple of Shiraz's, etc.
Oh.
Not many Pinots, which I would have liked. But anyway, after the wines, it turns out that Alice loves to, all the time, with her friends.
Yeah.
A few drinks in, a few bevvies in.
Yeah.
Gymnastics.
No.
So what we thought, really, is that what you do? And so suddenly the room was abuzz with headstands, handstands.
No.
Up against the wall, freestanding headstands.
No.
That was great.
This isn't a fun activity.
I don't know what you call it, but I'll imitate it to you and you can describe what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I'm quite sore today from it. This
okay.
one.
Ollie's taking his headphones off. He's coming around to my side of the desk. He's going down on the ground. Oh, okay. So he's kind of like putting his hands behind his bed, his head backwards, and lifting himself up on all four limbs. It's kind of like a London Bridge. Kind of like you're a spider, but your belly's up.
It's like what a fit dad would do and say, come on, kid, crawl under me. I'm like the bridge.
No. No, I don't know what your dad or dads have been doing. Multiple dads.
My stepfather wasn't fit enough for that. Mm. Dad could have done it, though.
He would have done it naked because he's always naked.
Yeah, he doesn't mind being naked. There's no issue with that.
No, there is.
No, there's not.
Thank God he's doing it with his belly facing upwards as well, because it would have been like, oh, no, there's a tree branch hanging down.
This is a low-hanging bridge. So 133353.
You weren't supposed to get involved in that banter. You were supposed to deny all allegations.
They're not allegations. There's no allegations here. I love my dad.
Ah, which one?
I love that he was nude. It was great. Now I don't care about being nude. It's great. So 133353. Weird thing you do after a few beverages.
Yeah.
What do you and your friends do that, you know what, it's a bit unique. It's a bit personal to you. But you go, you know what, had a few drinks. Let's get weird.
We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Maybe you do it at 3 a.m, Ollie.
Yeah, it was, actually. Why do you ask?
Because this is a new song. It's called 3 a.m. by You, Me at 6.
Oh, love this one.
Yeah, turn it up. You with Tom and Ollie. Triple M. It's called 3 a.m. by You, Me at 6. What do you reckon about the song? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Personally, it's a love from me. Head to triplem.com.au, become a club member, and have a say about your Triple M and the music that we play. It's Tom and Ollie. And we have questions.
Our new boss, producer Tom, loves that track as well. Making us work harder, though, which is annoying.
Yeah.
His first day here.
God.
Getting us to do stuff for the radio. Which
tease what's coming up, guys.
Shut up, producer Tom. And you're sweating a fair bit, Tom, which I can see. But I respect that you respect him.
Most of the parts that are changing are the parts that I do, Ollie. So you just get to you just get to sit on the other side of the desk and tell stories.
He said to me, Ollie, you're doing fine. We're going to clean up Tom's act.
Oh, shut.
No, we're asking 133353. What's the weird thing you do after a few beverages? Got any sound effects for this one, Tom? Or
no.
Nothing prepared on the sound?
What would you like?
Mr. Boss, do you want to just make...
I've got that.
Make a note of
Ooh,
that.
That's what you do after the few bevvies.
Yeah,
you know what I do after a few bevvies? There's your frickin' sound effects, mate. Let's go to the phones, like a proper radio show.
Yeah, good. Steve, welcome. What do you do after a few beers?
Oh, well, we had our mate over here. He's a Muay Thai boxer.
Cool.
Muay Thai?
Yeah. Glenn Purvis.
Huh?
Glenn Purvis.
Yeah, he's a Muay Thai boxer who used to be New South Wales champion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we painted his ears blue and we called him, we weren't sure he was a Smurf.
Okay, all right. Have you had a few beers tonight, Steve?
Yes, I have, sir.
Oh, can't tell.
I'm more thinking about weekend behaviours with your friends, hanging out.
It's a Monday night.
Not talking
Steve.
About Muay Thai boxers either.
Muay
Thai.
Please drink responsibly. I've got one for what I've been doing. This happened on Friday night. Me and Seth, we had date night, my boyfriend, and then we came home. I chucked on a bit of like Blue Planet. You ever do that? No. Just chuck on a bit of David Attenborough?
Oh.
Jeez, those bloody animals in the ocean.
Well, it's just episodes of Attenborough.
Episodes of Attenborough. It's absolutely incredible. You watch it without a few beers. It's not as amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at you having fun on the Bevs.
Education.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything that he taught me about. But anyway, no. Drink responsibly.
But they were huge trees, weren't they? Michelle, what do you do after a few Bevs?
After a few Bevs, like the Jim Beams, my girlfriend and I, every Saturday night, we watch Max, you know, the music station. Oh. On the TV.
With the fish? Then, the fish is on SBS? Or?
No, not that one.
Fish TV?
No, you know, the music TV, and we sit there and we dance in front of it. We get on the table, blind as skunks, and my husband thinks we're lunatics.
Oh, it's music TV. I thought you said muted TV, but you said music
TV. No, music TV.
Oh, that's fun. And you just dance around like no one's watching?
Every Saturday night. We don't care.
What's the song
just let
that makes,
loose.
What's the song that makes you go off the most, Michelle?
I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, why not? Too scared.
What's your friend's name, Michelle?
Sandra. She's my partner in crime.
Oh, so, Sandy and Michelle. Oh, jumping on the... Oh, we're going to clear the coffee table. I'm going to dance on it. Couple of shardies for you girls.
My husband goes, oh, my God, you're going to break these bloody tables, I tell you.
Oh, that bloody husband.
One of those days. Oh. Now, every Saturday night, everyone knows that... Oh,
every
what's the
Saturday
time?
Night.
Michelle and Sandra are getting up for some mischief.
We always get up to mischief every Saturday night.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh, you're the best, Michelle.
Get your address, Michelle. We'll come around for a party.
No, that's weird.
It's not weird, is it? It's fun. No. It's friendly.
Oof, I don't know about that.
Oh.
Weird things you do after a few bevs. Give us a call, 133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Man. Don't cry, Guns N' Roses. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
God, we do. And we're asking this one. Weird things you do after a few beverages, Tom.
Can I say, it was strange of you to bring this up, because why are you doing gymnastics after a few wines, mate?
Oh, well, it wasn't my idea. I wouldn't normally go for it, but I, you know, Alice loves it. She said her and her girlfriends have a few drinks. This is my friend who I was with on the weekend. And we took it on board and we mucked around doing headstands and a couple of somersaults.
Is it going to be a repeat behaviour?
Definitely not. My back hurts now.
Yeah.
And Sarah, my girlfriend, is also quite sore. So,
and that's not faring well for your Brad Pitt workout, is it?
Oh, thanks for bringing it up, Tom. The Brad Pitt workout's going swimmingly. People have been loving the rig over the weekend. They kept saying,
you've done two workouts.
Ollie, I know. That's how good it is. Mate, 2 days in and I'm almost Brad Pitt.
And you're still not sweating at the gym from that?
Don't sweat. Wow. Never sweat.
That's incredible. Dean, what's the weird thing you do after a few bevs?
Yeah, I don't mind nooting up and balancing on the push bike. Sort of like the cyclist still at the traffic light. Yeah,
what?
A bit.
You just get out on your bike nude?
Yeah.
In the house or outside?
Outside. You don't do it inside.
Front garden or back?
At the backyard.
Who? Anyone around?
No, I live on acreage, so... Yeah, there's only the kangaroos are watching.
When you said balancing, you mean are you speeding around or you're just going slowly, balancing like you're at a red light?
Yeah, it's like sort of just ride along for a bit and then stop, balance for a while and then sort of take off again and go again, stop.
Does anyone live with you, Dean?
Oh, not anymore, no.
Not after that display.
Hey, stick around. There's a curse on this station. We want to know if it can be broken. Can you impress Shania? It's so hard to say.
Shania Train.
Shania Train. Find out next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, just quickly, I want to bring this up. Just get out of the way. Just quickly. You came into work and producer Tom, the show, new guy, we're loving him. He and I both looked at you.
He's destroying my world. And I'm crumbling under
the
pressure.
He's making you work harder, but that's good. It's a good thing.
Thanks,
we both rocked up and thought, have you done some work on your eyebrows over the weekend? It looks like you've been trimming some kind of monobrow.
I plucked my monobrow, but I haven't been like shaping it like anything new.
Well, I can just, above the nose, it's...
Yeah.
Was that over the weekend?
Just this morning.
Well, I'm just saying, I've noticed.
Oh, God. Well, that's not good. You don't want everybody to notice it.
Well, it was as stark as like a runway strip of no hair. good.
Is there usually hair there? Can you not?
I guess so. There's like a natural shape to it, but you've kind of... look, I'll just...
No, don't film me. What are you doing?
Just look straight on at the camera.
No, don't film this.
You can be the judge. Go to Instagram.
Oh, God.
Tom and Ollie on Instagram, and you can see for yourself Tom's overly manicured eyebrows. It just looks like raw skin.
Okay, you know what? Shania Twain. That don't impress me. Yeah, thank you. Finally. Jesus.
Oh, good. Let's do this now then.
That's not impressing Shania Twain, but... can you impress her? We have a double pass up for grabs for when she's touring in December, and all it takes is something impressive. Maybe you've got a story, maybe you've got a skill, maybe you've got an impression to impress Shania Twain.
Yeah, the category is wide open. There's no set task or like genre of impression or in being impressive. Anything that's cool may impress her. We don't know.
133353. Get involved here. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Only happen when it rains. Garbage. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Just looking at the music here. Oh, you want to be sticking around. We've got Smashing Pumpkins and that new one from Panic at the Disco up next as well. Look, there's a curse on this station and it's to do with that very popular artist, Shania Twain. And,
oh, where's the...
what?
The opener.
Oh, I was going to go on. Don't worry. Impress Shania Twain. It still doesn't have a much punch, that opener, Ollie. When are you going to fix that?
Yeah, no, I'll get around to that. Yeah, cool. Make it better.
Every week.
Soon. But how it works is, can you impress Shania Twain? Can you do anything that impresses her? Has been historically very hard to do. Last week, I thought we came close. And by the way, this is all to win yourself two tickets to see her in concert in December. But we last week heard a great little story, and this is what it sounded like.
So when I was working in a baby shop, I sold a breast pump to Jimmy Barnes.
And now...
just to clarify, it wasn't for Jimmy Barnes to wear. He was buying that for his daughter, who was just recently giving birth to a baby.
And now, did that impress Shania Twain?
Because I thought it would have.
Same.
I was really impressed.
But Shania, unfortunately, said... that don't impress me much. So tonight, can we lift that curse? Can we find something that impresses Shania Twain? 133353. And I'm sorry if at any point I say Shania Train.
Yeah, you say Train a lot. Let's hear from Mark. Mark, can you impress Shania Twain? What do you think?
I've been to the blood bank 404 times.
You ever done platelets, Mark?
I've done it twice, but I do plasma. I go every 3 weeks. In the summer, and I go once a month in the winter.
Well, Ollie does go every 3 months as well, don't you, Ollie?
Yeah, I've given... blood, he can do plasma. If you can do blood, he can do plasma. It's better.
How many times have you done it, Mark?
304. I'm going again this Saturday.
I've given blood 12 times.
Oh, that's all right. It doesn't matter if you only do it once, as long as you can help people out.
Save three lives, as I say.
I wish I could go.
Well, too many tats.
No.
Gay.
Too much gay sex. Does that impress Shania Twain, Mark?
That don't impress me. Oh, no.
Sorry, Mark.
I thought that card was well played by you, Mark, that she'd be a sucker for that kind of thing. You've saved 900 plus lives, in theory, with that plasma.
Yeah, I'll get an award this Sunday.
Okay, all right.
Well, there's your prize then, mate. That don't impress me. Okay, Shania. It's very clear. She wasn't impressed.
Dan, what are your chances here? Do you reckon you got something impressive for Shania?
Oh, well, I think delivering my daughter with no medical training is pretty impressive.
Oh, wow.
What were the circumstances, though? Where were you?
What was that, sorry?
Where were you exactly? What were the circumstances?
We're at home. So the missus wanted to do the whole calm birthing thing, so do as much of it as we could at home. And so anyway, we thought it was getting to that time, so she said, ring the midwife. Going to the hospital, so I rang the midwife, put the stuff in the car, told her we'll see her in a minute, and got upstairs, and she said, this is happening now. That don't impress me
much. Dan.
Sorry, Dan.
It was a nice thing you did.
Like, people deliver babies every day.
With zero medical training?
Well,
some nurses. Some nurses are illegal.
Can you impress Shania Twain? Give us a call, 133353. Run it past Shania and see if she's impressed to be in the chance for two tickets to Shania in December. New Panic at the Disco here. High Hopes with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's High Hopes, Panic at the Disco, new music on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Let us know what you think about it at triplem.com.au. For your chance to score tickets to Shania Twain, who's touring in December, all you have to do is call 133353. and have something quite impressive.
Impress Shania Twain.
That's right. She's a very hard woman to impress.
It's been months. It's actually been months and no one's been impressed.
Yeah.
Shania's been impressed by no one.
And I should clarify that if you do impress Shania Twain, you're in the chance these tickets.
It's a short list. You're going to a short list.
Yeah.
And so best of luck. I am praying that today's the day.
Oh, God,
but it's out of our hands. It is in Shania's lovely leopard print covered gloved hands.
Oh, so well said, Ollie. Wally on 133.53. Would you like to try and impress Shania Twain, Wally?
Yeah, due to some medical circumstances, I had to go and do me thing at the sperm bank a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
And I ended up with 48 straws of sperm. 48, yeah. I had three kids and had 44 straws left and donated them to people that couldn't have kids.
So just to clarify, you had a lot.
I had a lot. Yeah, I had good swimmers. That don't impress
me much. Yeah, sorry, Wally. I don't think Shania is impressed by that.
I would have seen Shania running across the globe to come and meet you, Wally. But
thought you meant away from him.
No.
Whitey, how you doing?
Good, mate. As yourself?
Oh, mate. Do you have something impressive for Shania Twain?
58 years old, covered in tattoos, owned about six Harleys, and I was on one of my big storage cabinets downstairs under the house where the bar is.
Yeah.
There's a poster of Axl Rose on one side and a poster of Shania Twain on the other.
Oh, now that I like, Whitey. That is a man cave and a half, am I right?
It's not a bad one.
Man cave that doesn't mind a bit of alt-country pop.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she would be most impressed by the Harleys, the tattoos, or the poster?
Doesn't worry me.
That don't impress me much. No. Sorry, Whitey.
Might have to throw her out.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that definitely won't impress Shania Twain.
Bad PR. Let's go to Craig. Craig, your chance. Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
All right, well, look, she's been very hard to impress, but this is your shot, Craig.
Yeah, I know. She's very hard to impress. My wife and I would love to go to Shania Twain.
Mm.
Cool. So I'm an Uber driver in Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hold that against me.
Taxis.
And then one Friday night, I pick up this band in disguise, and it was the Black Metal Panthers, and I took them to the Sofitel.
Yeah.
And then on the Sunday morning, I get another name, Jimmy, and lo and behold, it was Jimmy Barnes picking him up from the Hilton Brisbane. So he signed a photo and an autograph signature and said, best of luck to the family. Took him to the airport.
Wow. It's the second Jimmy Barnes story.
So what's impressive that you've done, Craig? What's the impressive thing that you've done?
What I've done?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I picked him up.
No. See, what you've done there, Craig, is you've driven.
You've done your job.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Craig.
Go attend to your child in the background, mate. That's more impressive.
I can feel the angst and the anger in his voice there.
Sorry, Craig.
But, Craig, it's not our call. It's Shania's call.
I know.
Let's hear it from Rob, and this could be the last one, as far as we can see. Rob, best of luck.
This is for a double pass, possibly, to go see Shania Twain.
Okay, hi, guys.
Hey.
It's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
So for the last 33 years, I've run the city to surf in a gorilla suit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And 20 years ago, on the November the 14th, I married my wife.
Yeah.
And Shania Twain's From This Moment On was our wedding song.
Oh. There's two equally. I like the first, the gorilla suit.
Okay, so what is it? The gorilla suit.
Is it a 5K run?
No, 14 kilometres. The city to surf, mate. We're the famous gorillas, me and my brother. 33 years in a row.
And you sweat like a pig.
Absolutely.
And then on top of that, you've also walked down the aisle to the song.
Absolutely. From this moment on. And I'm still married. It's 20 years on the 14th of November.
All right.
Shania is thinking hard here, Rob.
I'm praying for you because it sounds like you're a fan. And from this moment, it's such a nice song.
That don't impress me
much. Come on.
Rob, can you believe that?
I'm flubbergasted.
Ollie is absolutely pissed off that I've gone against... You know, Shania chose against your words there, Ollie.
Rob, deserved a shot there, man.
Well, don't tell me. Tell Shania, Jared, you're our last contender here. You want to try and impress Shania Twain?
Yeah, boys. Back in 2015, I went over to Las Vegas and played in the World Series of Poker. There was over 7,500 entries.
Yeah.
I made it down all the way to 87.
Yeah.
Where, as I said, we played 6 days of straight poker for 10-hour days, and I got knocked out in 87th, and first prize was like $8 million for the winner. That don't impress me
much.
Sorry,
the last,
Jared.
The last guy ran 30 charity runs in a gorilla suit.
Yeah, Rob, you ran a fair whack of the distance, didn't you?
Absolutely. 14 kilometres for the last 33 years with 80,000 other people. And we're the only gorillas that have done it for that long, consecutive years. There's always been a member of our family as a gorilla in that run.
All right, I've campaigned for you to get a second reading from Shania.
I mean, oh, my God.
Because before, you know, Jared's story about going to World Series Poker, that's great, but...
Can you sing to us what your wedding song was?
Sure. From this moment. That one.
Yeah, keep going.
and we danced by the pool at my brother's place. It was in the backyard.
Just keep singing, Rob. Rob, just keep singing.
I will love you.
That doesn't promise.
Oh my God!
What? No one heard. Sorry, I couldn't hear that. Can we do that again?
From this moment on.
That doesn't impress me much.
Rob, you're in the chance to win tickets, mate.
You're the first person to impress Shania Twain.
Awesome. Fantastic. I had to put my high voice on because I love
it. Okay, don't tell us your life story, mate. Well done. It's Hunters and Collectors. He's in the draw for those Shania tickets. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have a tub that claims it has 1,001 uses. Can we find them all tonight? That isn't very far away. And a big congratulations to Rob, who is a finalist in trying to impress Shania Twain for those tickets for her touring in December.
He'll go to the state championship finals of impressing Shania Twain later in the year.
Nice, Rob.
But Tom, before we move on, and I do want to get a bit serious as well, Tom, in this show with house prices and working out what's going on with that, because I think there's been some huge news and hopefully positive news. But before that, I had dinner last night with my girlfriend's family. I already raised that it was a Father's Day dinner.
Yeah.
I mentioned it before.
Yum cha.
And it was at the Eastern Bell Chinese restaurant. Honey chicken, the best.
Oh, so good.
But there was a really funny and inappropriate comment that came from one of the family members, and I've been told not to say it, but I live dangerously. So here we are.
And you've already thrown the father-in-law under the bus for talking about the menu in an accent. Now you're going to throw someone else under the bus.
I'm hell-bent on being thrown out of the family, but, you know, whatever.
And they get this is the type of family who... paid for you to go on an all-expenses cruise to Tahiti over Christmas.
Well, no, that was Sarah's mum's side of the family. This is Sarah's dad's side.
Oh,
they don't pay for cruises.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, me and Sarah were sitting down at the table and most people had arrived and there's a couple of uncles and aunties and everyone's an adult, right? And so...
Everyone's an adult. Everyone's an adult.
Tristan rocks up and Tristan's a very lovely guy. He's a cousin of some sort. He hugs me and he says... Ollie, feel those abs, right? Lovely comment. Thank you. Doing a Brad Pitt workout.
Oh, God. this Brad Pitt workout from Fight Club is never going to live me down.
He moves on. He hugs Sarah as well. And Sarah's cousin, Tristan. He hugs her and he's like, oh, I'll feel your abs too. As a bit of a, you know, friendly thing.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Dave says,
no.
I'd feel a bit higher. And Dave's wife goes, David, they're cousins. And David goes, but
that's
I'm
so inappropriate.
David goes, I'm not related. I'm not related.
What?
What? This is absurd. And he got a telling off. Well, he's not related to her.
Of course, he got a telling off.
I know.
A, it's the most misogynistic, disgusting comment in the world. It doesn't matter who you are. You don't say that kind of shit. And B, you're a family member. What kind of world is this guy living in?
We had a lovely Chinese meal. We had, the honey chicken was excellent.
Oh, there's...
And everyone moved on. Tony did one racist comment ordering in an accent.
Oh, you are so done, Ollie.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh, maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Here's the deal. I found a tub. It says, this tub has 1,001 uses.
We're still doing this?
Does it though?
You still going with this one?
Oh, I'm right in the middle of freaking teasing, Ollie. Just don't interrupt me. I had it all in my head. You go. No, you go.
Well, no, you go. You're doing a good job.
Oh, God.
I'm just clarifying, because it's been a long-term project.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's
and we're still doing it.
Of course it is. It's in the show plan. You've seen it for the last hour and a half that we're doing it. So why didn't you question it before the show?
I'll let you speak and I won't interact with you.
We're trying to find out all 1,001 uses. Can we do it tonight? We'll find out. 133353 if you reckon you've got a use for this plastic tub. This is wasting my time, just like Ollie is. Default, you're on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Wasting my time, default, Triple M's, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Hey, Naughty After Nine, I want to talk weird hookup places after Mexico has introduced a strange law, Ollie. But it's time to find out if we can figure out 1,001 uses for a plastic tub.
Copacabana.
Oh, it's fun music.
Yeah.
It's funner than my mood.
Yeah. We've got a new boss tonight, producer Tom.
Yeah.
His name's Tom.
Yeah.
And, You're struggling. You're angry.
It's because the only thing that's changed, like Tom's made changes in the structure and everything in the show, which is totally fine. But it means that everything that I do has changed, but everything that you do has stayed exactly the same.
Well, I bring the content.
And I did say stain.
And you also said Shania Train a few times as well. Anyway, look, I like this. This is an ongoing task.
Oh, really? Because before you bagged it.
No, I said it. We're still doing it. Stop bagging it. Are we still doing it?
Yeah, I found a Bunnings tub. It says, hey, this tub has 1,001 uses. And we've been asking you for what you think this tub could be used for. Take a listen to some of the highlights.
Save it for the 7-Eleven bring your own cup days with Slurpees.
And a swimming pool.
I reckon I could milk the goat into it.
That's our table.
Shredding grape to make wine.
Emergency aquarium.
That's my favourite.
Is it?
Just in case, you know, I don't know, the fish tank gets a bullet in it and you need to quickly put a fish tank together, you can use the plastic tub.
My favourite is to hold Tom's tears because it's all about being creative, inventive.
Yeah.
What is a usable and helpful use for this tub?
133353 is how you can get involved. And the more creative, the better. What are some of the other uses that we've had, Ollie?
I had one here. When Tom plucked out his eyebrows, you put the hairs in the tub to get rid of the monobrow. Having fun, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's good stuff. What else we got here? Porta-cot?
Yeah, good.
Cat litter?
Yeah.
A Ninja Turtle costume?
Oh, fun!
Organ holder? Worm farm? Copacabana.
No, now you're just singing.
I've been there.
Okay.
Copacabana? Brazil. It's a great beach.
133353. If you reckon you've got some uses for this plastic tub, give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Bullet with butterfly wings, smashing pumpkins. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Australian housing prices are going down. What does this mean for you? We speak to ABC's senior digital business reporter very soon to find out. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. The question we have right now is, can we come up with 1,001 uses for a plastic tub? It's like, let me give it to you in dimensions. It's fully plastic. It's got like, I don't know, it's like 40 centimetres wide, 60 deep. It's like 40, 60, 40.
It's a generic tub.
Generic tub.
It's a full generic tub. But it's very handy. But let's hear the highlights again. The best of list of what we've heard the uses are.
Great idea, Ollie.
Save it for the 7-Eleven bring your own cup days with Slurpees.
And a swimming pool.
I reckon I could milk the goat into it.
That's our table.
Shredding grape to make wine.
Emergency aquarium.
Brilliant. 133353. If you think you've got a creative use for this plastic tub, how many do we have so far, Ollie?
Oh, good question. 72.
Oh, is that all?
I might have forgotten some. Let's say 75.
We've got a long way to go.
Oh,
Steve.
Tom's tears. Sorry.
Steve.
G'day, boys.
How are you?
Not bad, thanks. I've got two of them for you.
Yeah.
The first is a weapon, because anything can be used as a weapon, really.
Violent.
Aggressive. Sure. Would you just whack it on someone's head, or what would you do?
Don't say whack.
Well, yeah. Yeah, just give it a good old swing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And the second is, you could drown a person in it, but that's a bit too far.
Okay.
The second is a puppy pen.
Puppy pen?
Temporary puppy pen, yeah, with newborns.
Okay, so you're going violence and puppies.
Of course.
You're a sadomasochist. You're a sicko.
Good on you, mate. Sid on 133353. You got a use for this plastic tub?
Yeah, I sure do, mate. I'd like to turn it into a treasure chest, a pirate treasure chest.
Good.
Would you?
Yep, for International Talk Like a Pirate Day, September the 19th.
Do you work for International Talk Like a Pirate Day? Why are you giving it a plug?
Oh, because I think everyone should talk like a pirate at least once a year.
Why don't you do it now for us?
Arr, matey.
What a shame.
I'll be talking like a pirate for you.
Yeah, what a shame. Scurvy. Who the hell is passionate about Talk Like a Pirate Day?
People like Sid.
Good on you, mate.
How many are we up to now?
Oh, 77.
We need a lot more. 133353. You think you can be creative and fight out a use for this plastic tub? Sam, you have.
Yes, I would put mud in it and then put toy farm animals for kids to get messy with.
Oh. Family woman, aren't you?
Pardon?
Don't worry.
Good on you, Sam. That's 78.
Josh.
Yes.
How are ya?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good, Josh. Hit us up. What do you got?
All right, I'm thinking a container for smaller plastic tubs.
Like a tub.
Yes, yes, good, indeed. Good.
Clever.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go to a song. 133353. You got any more uses for this bloody plastic tub that claims it has 1,001? Then give us a call, 133353. In the meantime, turn this one up. It's Home. New music from the John Butler Trio. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Home, the John Butler Trio, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. New music there. Tell us what you think at triplem.com.au. And speaking of homes, apparently the home prices are going down, Ollie.
Oh, mate, they've been going up for so long, but we're getting ABC journo in here to explain why they're going down and what that means for you.
Yeah, but right now, 133353, we have questions. We want to know, is there 1,001 uses for a plastic tub?
So far, we've got 79.
79. Can we figure out more uses for a plastic tub that claims it has 1,001? G'day, Damien.
How you going?
Let's whip through these. What do you reckon?
Changing the oil in the truck.
Boom. That's a use for it. Nev, it's not that...
I'm not clear on how that's...
Well, because you empty the oil out and then you put new oil in.
Oh, okay.
It's an oil change. It's called an oil change.
Haven't done that with a car ever.
No, because you're not...
smart.
Hey, Nev.
How are you, guys?
Good, buddy. What's your use for the plastic tub?
Oh, yeah, about a headgear for sport, mate. Could be great.
Brilliant. Protect the head. Protect the noggin.
Nice.
Fantastic, I reckon.
Already got helmet, but I'm going to add headgear for sport as a separate item.
Perfect. Luke, what do you think about the tub?
Yeah, there's a particular kind of smoking device which can involve a bucket.
Good on you, Luke. Mark.
G'day.
What's the use for the bucket?
I've got actually got three, but I reckon a bed for a contortionist.
Boom. A second bed. One?
Cut a hole in the top and it's a portaloo when you go camping.
Yeah, and your third?
And the last one, I'd like to paint it blue and turn it into a miniature TARDIS.
TARDIS?
What's a TARDIS? You know,
Doctor Who.
Yeah, right. Jeez. Don't really get into the TARDIS that much.
How about camping? You get into that?
Love camping. Mate, getting out bush? Love bush. Elliot, what's the use for the tub?
Hey, boys, how are we?
Excellent.
It's a batch composting bucket for an off-grid toilet should you have an aversion to sewage systems.
Boom, sustainability. Sick, Elliot.
How do I write that down on the list?
Just write sustainable bucket, composting bucket. That'd be good.
I'll write what Elliot said.
Hey, nice stuff, guys. That's a heap more uses for this bucket that claims it has 1,001. Let's head to some live music now and find out what this home price slide means for you. I'm talking builders. I'm talking homeowners. I'm talking people who want to buy homes.
Say home price. Normally house price is what you say, like a house price.
But the title says Australian home price.
Okay.
Anyway, that's up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions.
Tom, I know you're not a hugely political man, but you would have heard of the housing affordability crisis.
Not really.
Well, you haven't?
No, not really.
Don't worry. I've got an expert. I've got Michael Yander from ABC. You're the senior digital business reporter, Michael. The title here says, Australian home price slide worsens, Melbourne leads real estate fall. So it's a nationwide thing. And why this piqued my interest, Michael, is because, as you can explain, it's been going up and up and up, these prices, for so long. This is a huge change, right?
Yeah, it is. Look at Sydney, for example. That's the biggest gain in Australia in the last 5 years, up about 75% to the peak last year.
Wow.
But since then, Sydney's come back about 5.5%. Melbourne, I think, was about 60% from the bottom to the top. That's come back a couple of percent now, but it's starting to fall faster, whereas Sydney's kind of just ticking along with a pretty steady monthly fall. But, you know, definitely a big change in the market in the past year.
Well, your graph here shows that Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, Hobart, they've all gone down significantly. You know, if you call 0.2% significant, what's caused this big change?
Yeah, so those are the monthly falls, but if you look over the past year, there's some, you know, been some much bigger ones. Darwin's been down like 4%. Perth's down something like 15 or 20% from the peaks. There's
awkward.
People really suffering there. It's been going for years. Now, Perth and Darwin, they're a different story because that's all about the resources boom. And when that went bust, basically people moved out of Perth and Darwin and all those regional mining towns. And they've moved back to the east, which was part of the reason Sydney and Melbourne went gangbusters for so long.
Okay.
But what's happened in the past year is that all the banks were lending pretty much to anyone who had a pulse and some kind of income. And the banking regulator over the past year or so has finally said, look, enough, guys. They've cut that back, especially for all the investors who buying, you know, one or two or more properties. And that's really why the market started going backwards, because people can't get the loans to pay the prices that they were paying a year ago.
But in simple terms, Michael, is it basically just bad news for if you own a house and you're maybe a bit older, but if you're young, it's like, this is great, let's get in the business, into the market?
Yeah, and this is what people forget in markets and economics. You know, everything's got a winner and loser. You know, prices go up, the people who own those things, they're the winners.
Yep.
But when prices are coming down, sure, there are losers. But for all the young people out there, you know, this is potentially starting to open up opportunities. Maybe in a year or so, property will actually be affordable in Sydney and Melbourne again, or at least close to affordable.
We're speaking to Michael Yander, who's from the ABC. He's the senior digital business reporter, talking about housing prices and them going down. Michael, if I'm a builder, does this mean that there's less work around in the future?
Look, it probably does, just not so much even because of the prices, but we've just been on a record building boom, like 220,000 new properties going up, a lot of high-rise apartments, but houses too. So it was always going to come down. And of course, when prices are falling, that's even more incentive for developers not to go ahead with stuff. One of my colleagues just spoke to Harry Triggerbuff last week. He owns Meriton. He's the second richest man in Australia. And he said 3 months ago he stopped buying land just because with the downturn, there's not as much demand for his apartments.
Well, last question, Michael. If you were a gambling man, how long would you say it's going to keep going down for? When will it change again?
Well, I'm not a gambling man at all.
Well, just gamble now, just quickly for us.
I've been thinking, look, property prices in Australia, particularly Sydney and Melbourne, have been off the charts for well over the past 5 years. So we did have to have a fall in prices. I reckon it could at least have another year to run in Sydney, maybe longer in Melbourne because it started later.
Yep.
But you look at markets like Perth, as I said, it's been going down for about 4 years or so and showing no signs of stopping. So these things can last for quite a long time, and you could easily see 15 or 20% knocked off those peak prices in Sydney or Melbourne.
Well, Michael, only time will tell, as the cliche goes.
And in the words of the Backstreet Boys, bye, bye, bye.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael Yander from the ABC. So informative.